The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. Building wealth through investing. For more information, visit sharepickers.com. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. People in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the Share Pickers Podcast, episode 3 with me, Justin Waite. And this podcast comes with a quote: "Nothing in the world is worth having or worth doing unless it means effort, pain, difficulty." That's by Theodore Roosevelt. Thank you very much for listening, by the way. And if you could, if you do like it, give it a thumbs up or positive review on iTunes, Apple iTunes, and people will follow it and like it and find it in some way there. But I just want to talk about the dream of becoming a full-time investor, because many people dream of it because the dream is so appealing. In the morning, you make, you know, the 1 minute to commute to your home office, switch on your computer that fires up loads of monitors, and you sit there with a cup of coffee, checking your portfolio of successful investments, reading some news, casually deciding to buy more shares in one company, taking profit on others, whilst earning more money in a few effortless trades than you would in a month from your old job. As with all dreams, the reality is a bit different. The thing is, the dream is achievable. But if investing was easy, everybody would be doing it, and if everyone could do it, the returns wouldn't be as good. You know, unlike any profession, you need hard work. You need to put the time in. If I ask you a question right now, and I'm going to give you a couple of seconds in your head, and I hate it when sort of radio people ask questions to listeners, because you never answer back. But if I ask you what you think is the biggest stumbling block to you becoming a full-time investor, you probably wouldn't guess it. What do you think it is? As a clue, here's a quote from Benjamin Graham, who was the mentor of Warren Buffett, and Warren learned so much from Benjamin Graham. But he said, "The investor's chief problem and his worst enemy is likely to be himself. In the end, how your investments behave is much less important than how you behave." Well, that's completely true. Investing is probably 100% a mind game, if not 99.9%. And this is why this episode, I want to talk about the psychology of investing, because the biggest challenge you will have in the markets is against yourself, your mind and its emotions. The volatility of the market will grind you down. It will wear you out. It will put you in a bad mood. You will experience days and weeks of your portfolio value going down. And it's odd, because when you see a stock falling on your computer there, it's denoted in red. And this also plays in your mind. Red is the colour of danger. It's the colour of blood. And it sometimes feels like that. When your portfolio is going down, you know, for days or weeks, it feels like you are bleeding money, dying by a thousand cuts. And just when you think it can't go any lower, and your portfolio is in desperate need of a rally, the markets will test you again and again. And for a lot of people, when you can't take any more and you throw in the towel, you crystallize your loss. And then to add insult to injury, the market will probably rally strongly. So then you take a double hit. Because not only did you sell at a loss, and now you have less cash, but you also missed out on the gain. So it will make you end up feeling a lot worse in the end. So to do well in the market, you have to think a little bit differently. Because we often dream of the winners, the big winners making money, good money from trades and investments. But we feel the losers more. There was a highly regarded study led by a mathematical psychologist called Amos Tversky and Nobel Prize winner Daniel Kahneman. And they found that investors feel the pain of a loss twice as much as the joy of an equivalent gain. Now you have to let that sink in, because it hurts when you lose money, okay? Or you think you're losing money. So in a stock market sell-off, for example, a general stock market sell-off, you will feel pain, pain, and pain. But if you sell out, you take the loss and could miss the rally. However, if you stay in, your pain tolerance over time increases. And sometimes then, when you see a sort of flat day, you feel relief and maybe even buy more, which improves your average. But you get a bit less emotional about a paper loss as time goes on. As you build experience, it hurts less. Right now, as I record this, it's been probably one of the worst 2 months I've experienced for a long, long time. In the last 2 months, my portfolio value has dropped by more than the value of my house. I'm not going to say it doesn't affect me, because it does. I'd be inhuman not to. So I have the emotion. I still have, doubtful thoughts, but I'm able to control it more. So I still think, when I see this selling off, you're thinking, what is this? And I think you have these doubts rushing through your mind, like saying, what if this is the start of a big crash, a massive crash, a crash the likes of which we've never seen before? I will lose all my money. Then to compound this, if you look at any of the business channels, Bloomberg, CNBC, they fill the airtime with reasons for the crash. They actively search for causes and contributors. And they also, they always drag on these interviewees, stock market doomsayers, these perma-bears, who play into this narrative. And they're saying this is going to be a massive crash. And because the market is down, it seems like they're right. It fits the narrative very well. Now, if you let this get to you, and it's so easy it can get to you, you will lose lots of money. But experience has taught me that volatility is the price you pay for better gains. I wasn't always as able to deal with it. I've still been in a bad mood over the last few weeks over the market. But when I was 40, I talked about this in the first or second podcast. When I was 40, I'd lost my job and I couldn't afford to pay my rent. And I had a baby on the way. I say a baby on the way. It wasn't coming in the post. It was, with my wife now, Megan. But at the time, I wasn't in the right position to have a baby. And I couldn't afford the rent. I was desperate to make money. But I was also inexperienced, investor trader. I was so desperate, I lost half our mortgage deposit. And so that's why we're renting. We're intending, once I got a job, to get a house, get a mortgage, on a house. I'd lost half it trading during the great financial crash. So I was depressed. I had very little hope. And this sort of desperation made my actions quite extreme. And I put all my remaining savings into Lloyds Bank. Now, you have to remember, this was a time when the banks were going bust. And the government are already taking stakes in RBS and Lloyds, and there's a real possibility they could have been nationalised, and so I'd lose all my money. But I had no other option. I could see no other way to increase my wealth, and I just threw the lot in and hoped for the best. And they say, hope isn't an investment plan. So I just held on for dear life as the markets went down day after day, week after week. And it's happening at the moment, But at the time, I had no option to hold on for dear life. And I remember often sitting up in bed, bolt upright almost, like you've seen the films, in the middle of the night, dreaming I'd lost all my money. And a couple of times, basically sweating. But at the time, I couldn't afford to sell either. I couldn't afford to sell and take the hit. So to me, it was like a boom or bust situation. I was just lucky I did this close to a market bottom. Like I said, this was the crash. So I didn't realise at the time, but I was investing at the height of fear. Now, when it comes to the markets, this is a very odd, fear is a friend. And this goes against all rational thinking for a human. Fear should encourage flight. It sort of dates back to cavemen who see a sort of saber-toothed tiger coming towards them. They're hardwired to take action, to flee. This is the very opposite of what you need to do in the markets. And in fact, as a study, I talked about this on my weekly webinar with the Sharepickers Investment Club. Fidelity, an investment house, an asset manager, a big one. They have over $10 trillion of assets under management. And they noted an internal performance review on accounts to determine which type of investors received the best returns between 2003 and 2013. The customer accounts audit revealed that the best investors were from two different categories. The first one, inactive. People who'd forgotten their 401ks. This is in America, 401ks, a retirement sort of fund. So inactive. And the second category were dead accounts. People who were dead. So there's a story here about time in the market and trying to beat the market by timing the market. And there's an old saying, you're very familiar, time in the market beats trying to time the market all the time. Because as humans, we have to be dead emotionally when we have markets like this at the moment, very volatile. And looking back over a 20-year period from January the 1st, 1999, to December the 31st, 2018, if you missed the top 10 best trading days in the stock market, your overall return would have been cut in half. That's 10 days in two decades. If you'd missed those 10 days... Now, here's the kicker. Many of the best days in the market come right after the worst days. 6 of the 10 best days occurred within 2 weeks of the 10 worst days. One example is in 2015. The best day was August 26th, just 2 days after the worst day, the stock market that year. So you can't just jump in, jump out. It's impossible. Unless you have a sixth sense, you're clairvoyant, you've got ESP, you're magic in some way, you're a wizard. So the worst time to sell, the very worst time, understand this, the very, very worst time to sell is after a big general market sell-off correction. Because the markets sell off, people sell because the share prices are falling, other people copy and other people sell. So why do people sell when they know they're going to lose money and it's the worst time to sell? It's your mind, your emotions, and in particular, the emotion of fear. You have to train your mind to realize fear is your friend. General markets sell us a temporary turbulence. If you zoom out, they seem like nothing on a long-term chart. When you're in the middle of them, they're massive, you know? And they can go on for a while. And I recently said this on Twitter. I said, if you want to travel thousands of miles quickly, you have to get on a plane. And you'll probably experience turbulence, you know? If you want to achieve big returns in your invested money in the stock market, you will experience volatility. You do not jump out of the plane when turbulence happens. So if you want to do well in the market, you have to be in control of your emotions when part of your brain is screaming, sell. And it will. Every sinew in you will say, do something. Do something, you're losing money. That is a natural reaction. To do nothing is the hardest. It really is. And I'll just talk about that quote again from Benjamin Graham. The investor's chief problem and his worst enemy is likely to be himself. In the end, how your investments behave is much less important than how you behave. And in summary, I'm going to borrow from Rudyard Kipling's poem, If. I've added a few lines. And it says in that, if you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs, if you can hold on when there's nothing in you except the will which says, hold on, if you can have belief and it seems there's no logical reason to believe, and you hold conviction when others are quitting, if you can be calm when others are anxious, if you can treat uncertainty and fear as your friends, then you, my friend, will become a successful investor. Hope you liked this podcast. If you did, give it a thumbs up on Apple's iTunes or the platform of choice. Give it a review if you could, and share it around. Thanks very much for listening. Until the next time.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. Building wealth through investing. For more information, visit sharepickers.com. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. People in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.